We are on the fifth Sunday of Easter, and today's Gospel reading emphasizes the necessity of being connected to Christ, like the branch is connected to the vine. Jesus presents himself to us as the true vine. He emphasizes the vital link that must exist between him and his disciple. We know that a branch cannot live if it is cut off from the vine. So likewise, a disciple who does not remain in Jesus can do nothing. He is useless. But if he is well connected to his Lord, he will bear much fruit. There is one word that comes many times in this Gospel reading, which is the verb to remain, in the sense of to live with, remain in me, live with me. For us, it is about truly being attached to Christ through faith. Believing in him is a lifelong conversion. And the Apostle Paul, to his letter to Galatians, tells us in his own way, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So the inevitable question arises, to remain in Jesus, yes, but how? How can we be sure to encounter him? Of course, we don't meet Jesus directly. We don't see him physically, but through many ways. There are three paths that are required for this. The path of the Word of God, the path of prayer and the sacraments, and the path of our daily life. The path of the Word of God. To remain in Christ, we must remain in his Word. We need to make time to welcome it. This Word of God is given to us through the Bible, through the Gospel, maybe through a religious book. And of course, we must not forget the word proclaimed during Sunday Mass. We should ask ourselves, do we make time to welcome this word? And for us, it is important to take time for reflection, alone or with others, on this word of God, because it is a living word. The second path to remain in Christ is that of prayer and the sacraments. To remain in his presence, we must speak to him and listen to him. It is faithful, it is frequent prayer, not just a little prayer from time to time. We converse with Jesus to entrust someone to him, to thank him for all he has done for us, or to ask him to enlighten our lives. But when we talk about conversation, it also involves maintenance. Prayer helps us to keep the gospel running in our lives. And in the prayer, we converse. We support each other. We pray for each other. We pray with each other. Prayer, thus, helps us to remain in communion with Christ. This communion is also realized through the sacraments, especially through the Eucharist. Eucharist is very important for us. It is where Jesus touches us. Our bishops have often reminded us that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our Christian life and our evangelization. It enables us to be united with Christ, to be one with Him. We receive His love there to live it in our everyday lives. It is Jesus Himself who offers to us. There is another path to remain in Christ, that of daily life. To remain in Christ, it is not a question of living our everyday life or fleeing this world. What is asked of us is to root ourselves in it and bear fruit. The value of a life is not a beautiful word we may speak, but it is in mutual love. Gestures of sharing, welcoming and solidarity, reaching out those in need, as Paul reminds us, loving one another. These three ways, if we observe them, then we remain in Christ, who is our truth, our life, and our way. On this Sunday, my friend, we pray the Lord to remain in Him. Lord, we have gathered to nourish ourselves with your word and your Eucharist. You continue to reach out to communities gathered in your name. Keep us truly connected to you so that our mission bears the fruits you expect from us.